Welcome in. Today we're making a super classic old school jungle, early D&B kind of hook, a Hoover stab that's been resampled, sliced up, and then performed like an instrument using macro knobs in an Ableton Live 12. The whole vibe is what I call jacked breaks, that feeling where the breakbeat is doing its thing and the stab isn't just sitting on top, it's interlocking, answering, and occasionally going a bit feral for fills. And we're keeping this beginner-friendly, stock Ableton devices, simple steps, and a focus on performance gestures instead of drawing a million automation lines. All right, let's set the session. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175 BPM. I'm going to park it at 170. That's a sweet spot for jungle energy without feeling rushed. Now make a few tracks. Create an audio track called Break. Create a MIDI track called Hoover Stab. And optionally you can add bass and FX later. But we can get a full idea going with just the break and the stab. Step 1. Build a classic Hoover with stock devices. On the Hoover Stab MIDI track, load Wavetable. For oscillator 1, choose a saw wave. If you're in basic shapes, grab the saw. Oscillator 2, also a saw. Now we want that wide, slightly unstable rave character, so turn on unison. Choose something like classic, 4 voices. Then bring up the detune amount until it sounds wide and exciting but not seasick. If it starts sounding like the pitch is melting, pull it back a bit. Now enable filter 1. Set it to a 24 dB low pass, LP24. Bring the cutoff down somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz. Don't overthink it yet. We're going to macro control this later. Let's add a little movement so it doesn't feel static. Inside Wavetable, add an LFO targeting the filter cutoff. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16 synced. Keep the amount subtle. This is alive, not wobble. Now after Wavetable, as saturator, set the mode to analog clip. Drive somewhere between 3 and 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. This is where the Hoover starts to get that bite and density. Then add a reverb after that. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, size medium, and very important, low cut the reverb, somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Dry/wet, keep it modest, like 10 to 25%. Remember, the goal is space, not fog. Cool. Now we need to make it behave like a stab. Go back into Wavetable and shape the amp envelope. Attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain very low, 0 to 20%. Release around 80 to 250 milliseconds. Now when you play a note, it should hit, speak, and get out of the way like a sampled rave stab. Step 2. Resample it into audio, on purpose. This is a big part of that old workflow. We're going to print a little pool of variations, then slice it like a sampler. Create a new audio track and name it Hoover Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm Hoover Print. Now, on your Hoover Stab MIDI track, just play and record a few seconds of material. Aim for 4 to 8 seconds. Do short stabs, longer stabs, maybe a couple different notes. If you want it extra ravey, try a minor chord stab too, like F minor, F, Ab, C. Even if you're not super comfortable with chords, just try it once. Sometimes the chord version becomes the identity. When you're done recording, select that audio clip and consolidate it with CMD or Control J. Now you've got one clean chunk of audio that contains a bunch of different stab moments. That's your sample pool. Step 3. Slice it up for that jungle stab slice feel. Right-click the consolidated clip on Hoover Print. Choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the slicing options, choose Slice by Transient. Usually that's the fastest way to get slices on each stab hit. Use the built-in Simpler slicing preset, or just Simpler. Ableton will create a new MIDI track with Simpler in slice mode, and your stabs become playable slices. Now do a quick cleanup pass. Open Simpler, and adjust the sensitivity so the slice markers land right on the stab attacks. If a slice starts late, it'll feel weak. If it starts early with silence, it'll feel sloppy. You don't need perfection, just clean attacks. And if you hear little clicks later when we play fast patterns, remember this trick. In Simpler, add a tiny fade in, just a few milliseconds. That's the sampler engineer fix. Step 4. Turn it into a performance instrument with macros. Click your Simpler device and group it into an instrument rack with CMD or Control G. Now you've got macro knobs available, and this is where the lesson really becomes fun. We're going to create a set of macros that are safe, meaning they always sound musical across most of the knob travel. This is a huge beginner win. Don't map things from barely on to completely broken. Tight ranges make you sound confident fast. Let's set up a starter set of macros. Macro 1. Byte. This will be filter plus drive, basically brightness and aggression in one gesture. You can use Simpler's filter cutoff, but I usually like putting an auto filter after Simpler so it's easy to manage. So add auto filter after Simpler, set it to a low pass, and map its cutoff to the byte macro. Then after auto filter, add a saturator if you don't already have one post slice, and map the drive to the same byte macro. Set the cutoff range so it never disappears. Start around 200 Hz on the low end, and maybe cap around 6K Hz on the high end. For saturator drive, something like 0 to 10 dB. Now, when you move byte, it goes from dark and chunky to bright and nasty. Macro 2. Stab length. Map Simpler's amp decay and release to this macro. Set decay maybe 80 milliseconds up to 700 milliseconds. Release maybe 30 milliseconds up to 400 milliseconds. This is your tight versus hang time knob. Macro 3. Rave width. Add utility after your distortion. Map width from 0% to 140%. And here's the teacher warning. Too wide can smear your break and vanish in mono. So use it as a spice, not the main ingredient. If you want to be extra safe, put another utility at the end and turn bass mono on around 150 to 250 Hz. That keeps the center solid. Macro 4. Pitch dive. This is that classic PEW swoop. In Simpler, use the pitch envelope amount if available and keep the pitch envelope decay short. Map the pitch envelope amount so it goes from 0 down to maybe minus 12 semitones for a safer range. You can go to minus 24 for more extreme rave, but it can get cartoonish fast. Map pitch envelope decay to something like 50 to 250 milliseconds. Now you can punch in a dive at the start of a phrase without drawing automation. Macro 5. Slice select. This is the sample flip magic. In Simpler slice mode, map the slice selector to this macro. Set the macro range from slice 1 to your last slice. Now your knob literally scrolls through different printed stabs. Macro 6. Chaos. Add something subtle like chorus ensemble, or shifter very lightly. Map the mix from 0 to about 20%. This is not make it a flanger lead. This is make it feel slightly unstable like it came from abused hardware. Macro 7. Reverb send, or just reverb amount. If you're keeping reverb in the chain, map dry slash wet from about 5% to 35%. Cap it so it can't drown the break. Macro 8. Gate chop. This is a massive jungle trick. Auto pan after everything. Set the shape to square so it acts like a gate. Turn on sync. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Now map auto pan amount to your gate chop macro, from 0 to 100%. Instant rhythmic stutter. Instant fill button. Now pause for a second and think of these macros like DJ gestures, not mix moves. Short, intentional bursts. A one beat chop. A one bar filter tease. A quick slice flip at the end of the phrase. If you catch yourself wanting to automate everything all the time, do less, but make it louder when it happens. Alright, step 5. Get a breakbeat in and write the riff. Drop a break into the break track. Amenish. Think. Anything old school. Warp it. For breaks, try beats warp mode with preserve set to transients. Loop 2 bars. Now on the sliced stab MIDI track, create a 2 bar MIDI clip. Start simple. Use an 8 note grid. Then add syncopation. The main goal is, don't just stack your stabs on top of the snare every time. Give the snare space, then answer around it. Here's a starting pattern idea for one bar, thinking in 16th note positions. Put hits on beat 1, then the E of 1, then the end of 2, then beat 3, then the of 3, then the end of 4. If that sounds confusing, no stress, just place a stab on beat 1. Add a quick extra stab right after it, then put a stab between beats 2 and 3. Then a couple around beat 3, then one late in the bar. You want it to feel like it's pushing the groove forward, not marching. Now vary your velocities. Seriously, this is the difference between MIDI loop and jungle. Try velocities from around 60 up to 110. Accents on offbeats and phrase endings. Add a groove from the groove pool, something MPC-ish with a little swing. Apply it lightly, 10 to 25%. We're aiming for swagger, not sloppy. And here's a shortcut that often works better than nudging notes. Use track delay. In the mixer, find the track delay for the stab track and try pushing it late by plus 8 to plus 15 milliseconds. It often locks into the break instantly. Step 6. Perform the macros and record automation. Arm automation recording. Loop 8 or 16 bars. Now, while it plays, perform macro moves like a human. Use slice select as your call and response tool. A great habit, change the slice on the last beat of the bar or at the end of every 2 bars. That's where jungle phrases often turn over. Use gate chop only as punctuation. End of bar 8, end of bar 16, last beat only. Bring it up to like 80 or 100% for a moment, then drop it back down. That's your fill recipe that always works. Use bite to shape energy. Close it down for tension, then open it into the next section. Think one bar tease into the drop, not a 32 bar slow sweep. Use pitch dive sparingly. Put it on the first stab of a freeze, like bar 9 beat 1 or bar 17 beat 1. If you do it on every hit, it stops being special. Now let's talk arrangement, because beginners often get stuck in an 8-bar loop forever. Here's a simple 32-bar story using only the stab and your break. Bars 1 to 8, mostly break, maybe one or two stabs, keep them tight and dry. This introduces the sound without giving away the whole riff. Bars 9 to 16, bring in the main stab riff, open bite a little, keep stab length fairly tight. At bar 16, do your 1-beat fill, gate chop up, 1 slice select flip, tiny pitch dive on the final stab. Bars 17 to 24, increase excitement just a bit. Add a touch of chaos, maybe widen slightly, maybe slightly longer stabs on certain hits. Controlled chaos, not full meltdown. Bars 25 to 32, pull it back before the next section. Close the filter, shorten the stab, maybe a touch more reverb so it feels behind glass. Then snap back to clean at the transition. And if you want to make this even easier in Live 12, use macro variations. Set up 3 or 4 stable knob presets you can always return to. 1. Dry tight. 2. Bright open. 3. Wide rave. 4. Chopped fill. Then you can jump between vibes instantly without hunting for knob positions mid-flow.